Okay, Maharaj, we can start now.
Okay. Okay. Now you're where I was. Okay.
You still there?
Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. You have to tell me the verse again.
Maharaj is chapter
11.
11.
Canto 11.
Chapter 6. Verse.
11th canto, chapter 6, still.
Verse 48 to 49.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, open these curtains. This is 11th canto, chapter 6, verse 48 and 49. I'll just read the Sanskrit a couple times. Vayam Twiha Mahayogin Brahmana Brahmanta Karma Vartmasu Twad Vartaya Chadisyamas Tavakaya Dustaram Tamaha Smaranta Kirtayantaste Kritani Gaditani Cha Gut Yut Samikshana Shalvi Yanri Loka Vidambanam. Word for word. Vayam. Vayam. Haribo? Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything. Vayam.
Vayam.
We.
Woman.
Two. On the other hand.
另一方面.
Iha. In this world.
在这个世界.
Mahayogin. O greatest of yogis.
最伟大的瑜伽师啊。
Brahmanta.
Brahmanta.
Wandering.
游弋.
Karma Vartmasu.
Karma Vartmasu.
On the paths of material work.
在物质活动之途上.
What? Of you.
您的.
Vartaya.
Vartaya.
By discussion of the topic.
通过谈论话题.
Tarishyamaha.
Tarishyamaha.
Will cross over.
将跨越.
Tavakai.
Tavakai.
Along with your devotees.
和您的奉献者.
Dustaram.
Dustaram.
Insurmountable.
难以跨越的.
Tama.
Tama.
Darkness.
黑暗.
Smaranta.
Smaranta.
Remembering.
意念.
Kirtayanta.
Kirtayanta.
Glorifying.
荣耀.
Te.
Te.
Your.
您.
Kritani.
Kritani.
Deeds.
事迹.
Gaditani.
Gaditani.
Words.
言语. Yenyu.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Ye.
Gati.
Gati.
Movements.
Hodo.
Utsmita.
Utsmita.
Widely smiling.
Tanlan the Shao.
Ikshana.
Ikshana.
Glances.
撇视.
Shveli.
Shveli.
Loving pastimes.
爱恋的逍遥时光.
Yet.
Yet.
Which are.
那是.
Nirloke.
Nirloke.
Of human society.
人类社会.
Vidambanan.
Vidambanan.
A clever imitation.
巧妙的模仿.
Although, O greatest of the mystics, although we are conditioned souls wandering on the path of fruited work, we will certainly cross beyond the darkness of this material world simply by hearing about your lordship in the association of your devotees. Thus, we are always remembering and glorifying the wonderful things you do and the wonderful things you say. We ecstatically recall your amorous pastimes with your confidential conjugal lovers, devotees, and how you boldly smile and move about while engaged in such youthful pastimes. My dear Lord, your loving pastimes are bewildering, similar to the activities of ordinary people within this material world. Okay?
Yes. 一文，最伟大的神秘主义者，虽然我们是游弋在果报活动之途上的受条件限制的灵魂，但仅凭聆听阁下您的分享者讲述您的讯息，我们必将跨越这物质世界的黑暗。因此， 我们始终意念和荣耀您上演的奇妙事迹和您说的美妙话语。我们欣喜若狂地回忆您与您亲密的奉献者伴侣上演的爱恋逍遥时光，回忆您在展示这些青年逍遥时光时如何开怀大笑，如何四处漫游。我亲爱的主，您的爱恋逍遥时光令人困惑，让人以为跟这个物质世界里的普通人的活动如出一辙。
Okay. Her part by devotees of Prabhupada. In this verse, Uddhava, by stating Brahmanta Karma Vartmasu, humbly presents himself as one of the conditioned souls entangled in fruitive activities. Still, Uddhava is confident that he will certainly cross over the illusory energy because he is addicted to chanting and remembering the glorious activities of Lord Krishna. Similarly, Rupa Goswami has stated, Iha yasya harir dasye, karmana manasa gira, nikaleshvap yavastasu, jivan mukta sa uchite. Although one may outwardly appear to be involved in this material world, if one is always engaged 24 hours a day in the service of Lord Krishna, then one is considered to be a liberated soul. Uddhava states here that by hearing and chanting the holy name of pastimes of Krishna is infinitely more effective than becoming a naked yogi in the forest and running the constant risk of becoming, due to lusty desires and sex, a naked monkey in the forest. Uddhava is begging the Lord for the mercy of his Sudarshan Chakra, whose effulgence is represented by the process of remembering and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. One who absorbs himself in the incomparable bliss of thinking of the Lord's abode easily becomes free from the lamentation, illusion, and fear. That is the recommendation of Sri Uddhava. Wow, good one, huh? 嗯，
要指，在这节诗中 ，Uddhava 以 Brahmananta Karma Vartmasu 这一席话，谦卑地说自己是一个纠缠于果报活动的受条件限制的灵魂，但是乌达巴确信自己能跨越迷幻能量，因为他热衷于唱诵和意念主 Krishna 光辉活动和话语。同样 Rupa Goswami 也说过，一个人如果一天24小时始终从事对主 Krishna 的服务，他就算是一个解脱的灵魂，尽管从表面上看他置身于这个物质世界。乌达巴在这里说，聆听和唱诵 Krishna 的圣名和逍遥时光远比成为生顶里的一名裸体瑜伽师要有效得多。 Uddhava 祈求主是以他的 Sudarshan Chakra 的仁慈，他的 Sudarshan Chakra 光灿代表的就是意念和唱诵主的逍遥时光的程序。人如果沉浸在意念主的居所，这无以伦比的喜乐中会轻易超脱所有的悲伤、幻象和恐惧。这便是Sri Uddhava所倡导的。Hare Krishna。
Om Gana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya ManobhistamStapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Tadati swaparantikam Vandeham Shiguru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamsya Shri rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam SagarutamRichana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shinivari Pascha Chadeshata Vanshakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai. All right, there's a lot here, but Uddhava, of course, is the example. Or Uddhava is one of the most intimate associates of Krishna.
Uddhava, 他在这里给我们树立的一个榜样，自然他是 Krishna 最亲切的奉献者之一。
So I think this whole part of the Bhagavatam, there's many chapters called the Uddhava Gita.
在国家法坛当中有一大部分内容都被称为是 Uddhava Gita.
So he's Krishna's teaching the same thing he taught to Arjuna, but expanded, because, you know, when he talked to Arjuna on the battlefield, there's a big hurry. You know, didn't have much time.
Krishna 他给 Arjuna 讲了一些，但是呢，由于当时是在战场上，一切都环境很紧急，时间很紧急，所以呢，他讲的比较浓缩。
But here he has time, so he's leaving us to Uddhava, so Uddhava can teach the universe.
然而现在，可是呢，在他离世之前，他有足够的时间，所以呢，他把这些知识详细的讲述给乌塔法听，以便乌塔法能够教授给其他人。
So in his humility, Uddhava is saying, "We conditioned souls were just wandering around, you know, doing karma, fruitive work."
在这里，乌塔法讲到，我们这些受条件限制的灵魂在这个世界上到处游弋，都是在从事着功行的活动。
But we will cross beyond this material world simply by hearing about your lordship, hearing about Krishna and association of devotees.
但是我们仅仅是来聆听有关于 Krishna 跟他的奉献者之间联谊的逍遥时光，我们就可以跨越这个物质世界的黑暗。
So we're always remembering the wonderful things you do and the wonderful things that you say. So obviously he's not an ordinary person. He's always remembering Krishna and thinking it's wonderful.
如果一个人他无论说什么做什么，他都是在想着意念着 Krishna， 那么这样的人他肯定不是一个普通凡人。
We can, you know, pray that we can become like that, that, you know, like,in the end of the Bhagavad Gita with Sanjaya, he says, whenever I remember this conversation, my hairs stand on end and I'm in ecstasy, just remembering Krishna and Arjuna in this talk. So we should, that's how we should feel when we read Bhagavad Gita.
但是呢，我们应该祈祷让我们自己也能够成为这样的人。在博迦梵歌的结尾，想这样说，每当他想起Krishna 跟 Arjuna 之间这段对话，他都会毛发直竖，处在极大的喜乐当中。所以呢，我们也在读《博迦梵歌》的时候，我们也应该有同样的感受。
So like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Janma karma cha me devyam." If one knows the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, you're never going to say birth again. So.Here Uddhava is showing that confidence, you know, that he knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord and it has nothing to do with the material world. And we're stuck in the material world, but if we're always hearing about Krishna, then we get out.
那么 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》中当说 Jarma karma cha medivyam, 就是一个人他如果能够认识到我出生跟活动的超然本性，那么他将不再投身，离开这个世界后将不会再投身到这个世界。那么在这里的乌托巴他对此也具有全然的信心。
So now, if we want to go from one side of China or one side of Beijing, or we want to go to India, and we have so many helpers on the internet, they can tell us what flight to take and how long it's going to take and where it'll stop over and so many things. But we also have the Bhagavad Gita that can tell us how to get to Krishna, and we need that.
那么现在我们可以通过互联网很容易的查到，如果你要去北京啊，或者是你要去印度啊，你要坐什么样的航班，然后旅行多少时间，中间会途经什么地方等等。那同样我们要去到 Krishna 那里，我们通过博迦梵歌就可以了解我们去到 Krishna 的这个旅程当中会经历的各个相关的信息。
You know, people are traveling so much, either business, you know, trying to make money so they can retire and don't have to work so hard, or just to visit their friends who are far away. It's crazy.
而今我们看到人们在拼命，有的可能是为了工作，有些是为了去赚钱，有些是为了去看远方的朋友。
So, but if the human life is just, even if we're expert to go to, some people, they brag, they've been to every country in the world or something, but what is the use unless they become devotees from that? And maybe they'll meet devotees somewhere. It's the association of devotees is the only thing that's going to ultimately help us.
那么虽然现在人们可以很轻松的就从一个地方去到那个地方，但是这样的旅行，如果没有在过程旅行过程当中遇到 Krishna， 那么这样的旅行又有什么意思呢
？So it was saying that if we hear about Krishna in the association of devotees, then we're guaranteed. So that's very important.
所以在这里我们说，如果我们能够在奉献者的联谊当中聆听到 Krishna 的话。那么这样子就非常好。
Because it's easy, you know, if we're always with devotees, to go about even we won't get back to God. We have to be hearing about Krishna and kirtan, thinking, working together how to spread Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，往往我们会把奉献者联谊看得太理所当然，然后就不能充分的意识到奉献者联谊的价值，甚至在一起的时候甚至去批评奉献者。所以呢，我们跟奉献在一起联谊应该总是努力的一起想着如何能够跟荣耀至尊主的笑，时光至尊主的所有的这些荣耀，以及如何去传播 Krishna 智觉。
So one of the first things Lord Chaitanya taught to Sanatana Goswami, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, that again repeated Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees.
当主 Chaitanya 曾经跟 Sanatana Goswami 说过，就是奉献者的联谊，奉献者的联谊，奉献者的联谊，他反复的强调奉献者联谊的重要性。
Sarva Shastra Koi, all the scriptures say.
所有的经典都强调与奉献者联谊。
That's the most important thing.
这是最重要的。
This is perfection. Sarva Siddhi is all perfection.
就是 Sarva Siddhi 就是与奉献者联谊能够使人达到所有的完美。
Lava Matra, that's a very short time, I think it's 1/11th part of a second.
Sorry,
you can't even move your finger fast on your stopwatch to count that short of a time. But even that much time with a devotee will be very auspicious.
然后就讲到就是很短很短的时间，哪怕这么短的时间跟奉献者分离，我们一个奉献者都会感觉到难以忍受。
So Uddhava is confirming that and giving us, you know, we should be confident too. And we want to hear more and more about Krishna.
就是刹那的时间，如果刹那里奉献着分离都是很难忍受的。那么在这里呢， Uddhava 他就在进一步强调这一点。
So, iha yasya harir dasye, karmana manasagira, nikalash vap vivastasu, jivan mukta sa uchite. This is the famous verse, actually, that devotees used to quote a lot. We may look like we're in the material world, the devotee, but if he's always thinking of service of Krishna, no matter what he's doing, like, Arjuna was fighting, but Krishna said, fight and remember me. So he's telling us, you go to your job and remember me. You take care of your family and remember me. You go to school and remember me. Then you're engaged in Krishna's service, remembering. Then you're liberated, jiva mukta, even in this body liberated.
那么在这个要旨当中，圣帕帕的引述了卢帕古斯瓦米这个世界，这个世界也是经常会被引述到的一个世界。那么看起来一个奉献者，他好像在物质世界上从事着普通的活动，但是如果他总是想着服务可是呢，那么这样的一个人，他只是经常恐惧从要想我们造牌，他是去上学，我们都应该想到的是子子基巴布Mukta 就是解脱的灵魂。Mukta.
So this chanting, you know, we hear it repeatedly, and it's the most effective means. In fact, in Kali Yuga, it's the only way. We can't practice the other types of yoga perfectly, you know, perfected. You get something, but not spiritual perfection.
那么跳动圣灵是这个卡利年代唯一有效的方法。虽然我们通过其他的灵性的修行方法也会有所进步，但是却无法达到完美。
So even these yogis, you know, even in Vrindavan, you know, people don't focus on hearing and chanting about Krishna, and if they becomeSense gratifiers, and then the next life they'll become monkeys.
比如说在文达本，如果有的人他不是完全的专注于聆听和唱诵 Krishna， 而是去在那里做感官享乐，那么来生他就会投身为一只猴子。
Once Prabhupada said that the monkeys in Vrindavan were the Brahmanas who were having illicit sex.
圣帕帕的曾经说过，就是那些在文达文的猴子，他们是婆罗门，所以呢，他们来生就投身在文达文做一只猴子。
One devotee said that publicly, and then the Brahmins of Vrindavan became very angry.
Yes, 奉献者就公开的。
Yeah, they'll become monkeys if, you know, if they're not practicing their principles of being a Brahmin.
一次，一位奉献者他就在公开的场合说这样的话，就是圣帕帕就所说的这个有关于那个文达帝的婆罗门的话，所以使得当时的婆罗门非常的生气。但当然，如果一个婆罗门他不履行他作为婆罗门的职责，那么就会有不好的下场。
So we have to, you know, we are somehow become initiated. We're in the Sankirtan movement, but we have to always be trying to improve our own spiritual life.Become more and more focused on hearing and chanting about Krishna.
所以我们有幸能够在 ISKCON 内得到启迪，加入到这个 Sankirtan 运动当中。但是呢，我们总是应该努力的在渴望在灵修上能够得到进步。
Because that's our real goal in life, is to only everything for Krishna.
因为我们生命本身就是应该把一切都奉献为就为 Krishna 而服务。
So, Prabhupada's desire, you know, now it's become very easy. We have so many books and we have so many recordings of Kirtan and Krishna Katha and somebody reading the book so we can just listen to it. So we take advantage of these things and our life is becoming better and better, more purified.
所以现在我们有很多便利的条件，比如说有很圣帕帕的书籍、讲课的录音、唱诵，以及有关 Krishna 的话题，我们应该充分利用这些资源，能够让我们在人心上变得越来越进步，越来越进化。
So it's not complicated. It's simple. The whole spiritual process, and that Krishna says it's joyfully performed.
整个灵性的道路并不是很复杂，其实是很简单的。就好像 Krishna 说的一样，实践起来喜乐盈人。
But we have to, it's simple, but it's not so easy because in order to really surrender to Krishna, we have to give up our false ego.
这个方法虽然简单，但却不是那么容易。因为一个人他如果要皈依 Krishna， 他首先应该放弃他的假我
，and become humble，
而且要变得谦卑。
And Lord Chaitanya gives us, you know, what does it mean to be humble？
主耶稣教导我们谦卑意味着什么
？Trinadipi sunichana torapi sushana， you know, lower than a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree。But then the key is this amani na manadena, that you have to be offering all respect to everyone, but not expecting anything in return. Offering service to all living entities, but not expecting anything for myself.
就是像小草一样谦卑，大树一样宽容。但是接下来更重要的是 amani na manadena， 就是随时向别人致敬，并且不渴望从别人那里得到任何的进步，就是我们时刻的为他人服务，而不期望对方报以服务。
The mode of goodness is the beginning of that. You know, Krishna says in the mode of goodness, one is not expecting any reward for his work. He's just doing it because out of duty. But And then higher than that, pure goodness means doing it only for the pleasure of Krishna.
那么人应该培养善良心态，因为善良心态是灵性活动的开始。一个人处在善良心态的时候，他就会出于职责而活动，而不祈求对方给予回报。但是比这个善良心态更好的是纯粹的善良心态。
So there's interesting statement here in the purport. I haven't heard before. It's very wonderful.
在钥匙当中有一个非常有意思的内容。那么 Maharaj 他曾经有过这样的体会。
Uddhava is begging for the mercy of the Sudarshan Chakra.
Uddhava 在这里在祈求能够得到 Sudarshan Chakra 的仁慈。
Who is the effulgence is represented by the process of remembering and chanting the pastimes of the Lord.
他就说，Sudarshan Chakra 的光灿代表的就是意念和唱诵主的逍遥时光的程序。
So that's interesting. The Sudarshan Chakra is practically not different than Krishna, but you know, he is the original light of the universe. You know.That lights up everything, so that all the knowledge, everything we need, is coming from Sudarshan, and Sudarshan means the original vision. But and just by hearing and chanting the Lord's pastimes and name, we're getting that.
那 Sudarshan Chakra 它毫无疑问跟 Krishna 没有区别， 而他又是所有这个宇宙当中光明的来源，无论是光物理的光也好，知识也好，都来自于苏达山查克拉。苏达山的意思就是最原初的视域，就最初的这个能够看见的光芒。那就是称颂和意念集中不下的时光，就具有这样的起名的力量。
So Hari Nama Hari Nama Hari Nama Eva Kevalam Kalovana Stevana 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 Gatir Anyata。
就是唱诵主的圣名，唱诵圣名。
There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way。
除了唱诵圣名，没有其他方法，没有其他方法，没有其他方法。
So that's why, you know, Prabhupada so kindly gave us so many books so that we can easily hear about the Lord and then we remember if we read them.
这也是为什么圣巴帕德给了我们这么多书籍，因为通过阅读这些书籍，我们就能够很容易的记忆念 Krishna。
So,Let's see if we have any questions.
好，我们看一下有没有问题。Maharaj, here's several questions. From Ravindra Prabhu. 我们看一下。感谢 Maharaj 的翻译。我的问题是：第一个问题，梵和梵光是一回事吗？二，梵歌中说。Rama Buddha 奉献者能够达到，非人格主义者也可以达到 Rama Buddha 对吗？三，主 Krishna 和 Balarama 可以拯救奉献者或者恶魔，那么从方式和结果上有什么不同吗？那 Mark here's several questions from Ravindra. First one is Brahman and Brahman Jyoti is same?
Yeah.
是的，梵和梵光是一回事。Second question.
Yeah.
好，第二个问题，in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the devotee can attain Brahman Buddha and Brahman.
I got a little disturbance there. I couldn't hear.
Okay. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said the devotee can reach Brahma Buddha. Can the impersonalists, can they also reach Brahma Buddha?
If they become devotees.
如果他们非人格主义者成为奉献者的话，他们就可以达到 Brahma Buddha。
Sometimes an impersonalist, there are different kinds of impersonalists.
非人格主
义者。The Maya body, they're against. The Maya body, they're against Krishna. So they won't get that. They can get like liberation, but they can't get real Brahma Buddha where they really.You know, Brahma Buddha means be with Krishna ultimately.
那么非人格主义者其实也分很多种。那些 Mayavadi 假象中人士，他们反对 Krishna， 所以呢，虽然他们可能会得到解脱，达到解脱，但是呢，他们是不可能达到 Brahma Buddha。Brahma Buddha 的意思就是跟 Krishna 在一起。
Some impersonalists are called Brahmavadis. That means.They don't really know. They're not against Krishna. They just don't know. So they, if they contact devotees, they will change and they'll become like the four Kumaras, Sukadev Goswami. Then they just got attracted to Krishna and they forgot their impersonal, you know, stuff.
那么还有一种非人格主义被称为是 Brahmavadi, 那么凡觉者，他这样的人，他们并不反对克什纳，只是他们不知道克什纳。但他们与奉献者接触以后，那么他们就有可能达到布拉玛布塔，比如说是库马尔兄弟。Okay, next question. Lord Krishna and Balarama, they can save devotee. They both can save devotee and kill the demons. Is there any difference in dealing with devotees and demons of their means and the results?
Can you repeat that? A little confused.
我想问一下，就是这个方式和结果上有什么不同？是指 Krishna 和 Balarama 他们两者的方式跟结果有什么不同，还是拯救奉献者和恶魔这两件事情的方式，处理这个两个对象的方式和结果有不同？你是指 Krishna 和 Balarama 他们在拯救奉献者和铲除恶魔的方式和结果上有不同吗？
So what is the question?
The question is, Balarama and Krishna, they both can save devotee and kill the demon. Is there any difference, of the way they are killing and saving, and the result? Any difference?The results, for example, Krishna killing demon in this way, Balarama in that way, Krishna save devotee in this way, Balarama save in another way, or the result, some demon killed by Krishna will get this kind of result, but killed by Balarama will get another kind of result.
I think so.
Maharaj 说他觉得是他们两者如果被他们所杀或被他们所救的方法和结果应该没什么区别。
The demons generally, except for special cases like Putana, they just get liberated same as the my bodies, but they don't get like Kunta.
那么恶魔比如说像布特呢，一般来说他们是进入到凡光，但是他们无法进入外空的。
They get freed from the bad karma of their previous activities.
Except Putana, right? The demons accept Putana.
Putana was special. Somehow she got to go to Vaikuntha and be like a mother of Krishna.
就说那些恶魔除被 Krishna 所杀的恶魔，除了 Putana 之外，他们基本上都是进入梵光，无法进入 Vaikuntha。因为 Putana 他有点特别，所以呢，他去到了 Vaikuntha。
Others can get liberation, go to the Brahmajyoti, and then some.They just have to take birth again. They want to still fight with Krishna more.
所以其他的恶魔呢，大部分他们都进入了梵光，从他摆脱了痛苦。但是呢，有一些呢，他们还打不够，还想跟 Krishna 继续作战，那么他们就会再次投身。Next question.
Okay.
Yes. 好，下一个问题。
Yeah.
那您说差不多的问题，我们都想进步和都想进步和被提升，为什么我们进步的差别那么大呢？有的进步太快，有的进步太慢，为什么 ？We all want to get elevated and make progress, but why there are so big a difference between the speed of devotees' advancement. Someone who make advance so quickly, too quickly, and someone make progress too slow. Why?
Well, one thing might be how much they did in the past life.
那有一个情况是他们过往的身世的做过一些什么样的灵性的活动。
Sometimes someone may have become very advanced in the previous life, but for some reason they gave it up or something, and then they take birth again, but when they contact Krishna again, they pick up where they left off.
有些分现者可能他前身就已经很进步了，但是呢，出于某种原因，他们就没有再继续休息下去。但是当他们再次遇到分现者的时候，他们就很快的拿起了这个灵性，采取了这灵性的休息。
Others may be not like that, starting way behind.
有些人呢，可能情况就不是这样子，所以呢，他们就要从比较落后的一个起点开始。
But the real thing is the attitude and the motivation. If someone just somehow decides, I want to please Krishna, I want to please Guru, they'll get so many blessings that they make rapid advancement. But if someone's thinking, I want bliss, I want position, I want recognition, they won't advance so fast, even though they're apparently doing the same thing.
但是关键的就是我们的心态，尽管有时候表面上做的事情差不多，但是如果一个人他总是想着，我想要去取悦我的灵性导师，我想要去取悦主，我取悦分现者，那么这样的话，他们这样的分现者就会得到更多的仁慈，所以呢，他会有灵性进步。但是如果一个分现者总是想，我想要让自己开心，我想要让被别人认可，我想要就是得到好的名声地位等等，那么这样的心态就不会使分现者取得太高太大的进步。Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. I was thinking, last week we had a question from Janak, and about the being in the moment.
上星期二。
So that's So it's very important. But that's what attentive chanting means. When we're chanting, we're only chanting. We're not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow or the earlier or later. We're just thinking about the holy name. That we should do. We have to practice that. But not that we're just in the moment when we're watching television or something. Like most people, they want to be in the moment. So they do these really crazy things where they, you know, it takes all their attention, but there's no spiritual benefit. Afterward, they're nowhere.
那Maharaj 说，他记得上一次呢，老云画部提到一个有关于灵在当下的问题。那么这个灵在当下呢就非常重要，尤其是我们在念诵的时候就不应该想着过去或者将来的事情，应该就在当下的念诵的圣灵念诵的圣灵当中，这就是念诵圣灵的要义，并且我们要努力去练习。但是另一方面呢，如果一个人他要灵在当下，专注的去看电视或做任何非常疯狂的事情，那么这种全心投入的做这些事情的灵在当下更没有什么意义。
So they like to, you know, do really crazy things like ride a roller coaster or something where they thinking they're scared and then for a few minutes they can't think of anything else. They forget all their problems. But we want to be that much absorbed in chanting the holy name. That's very important.
那么就像有的人他们非常专注的去看一些恐怖片，然后让自己在这种惊吓当中，然后或者是去看那个这个足球赛，然后在完全在当下的这个状态当中大喊大叫，然后把自己的这些烦恼啊暂时的搁置一边，这种大变。Yes. do you have time? There's one question left.
Yeah, one more.
Okay, 好，我们来回答最后看再回答一个问题。亲爱的 Maharaj， 如果梵和梵光一样的话，我们是梵，我们也是梵光，对吗？ Maharaj, you said that the Brahman and the Brahmajyoti is same, so we are Brahman, so we are also Brahmajyoti.
The bottle of the nuts case. No, not exactly. Brahman can refer to the Brahmajyoti. The Brahmajyoti is the effulgence coming from Krishna. Which is made up of souls. It's made up of many souls who are kind of unmanifested. So, we are Brahman. It's like simultaneously one and different. You can say merging into Brahman, that means the same thing as merging into the Brahmajyoti. But if you say Brahman, you know, you were Brahman, you're not the Brahmajyoti, you're just a very tiny part of the Brahmajyoti if you happen to merge into it.
那么这个梵和梵光呢，他们是基于极义的。就是说啊，比如说一个人他融入梵，那么融入梵光，那么这样可以说是一样的。但同时呢，如果个体灵魂他是梵，他只是这个梵光当中一个非常微小的，如果融入梵的话，他是梵光当中的一个非常微小的存在。那梵光是从至尊主身上散发出的光芒。
Okay.
可以吗？
Anybody satisfied yet?
Sorry, Mark.
Okay. Thank you very much.
好，非常感谢大家。
谢谢。I'll be coming to Hong Kong on the 24th, and then to China on the 27th, I think.Okay.
Yes.
If anybody's interested. So I still can't do the Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning.
Or I'll be traveling at that
time. Maharaj, 我们期待着星期五能早上能够继续来聆
听
Maharaj 讲课。Yes, next week.
Next Friday, This coming Friday, but the next Friday I think. Okay?
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.
Uddhava Ki Jai.
Jai.
Shravana Kirtana Arnavit Krishna Ki Jai.
Jai.
Or Premanandi Hari
Hari. Hari Hari.
Go Yo Rong Yo Gui Fu Pui Kong Sha.
Hare Krishna.都要归和卡维切斯马拉奇。马拉奇说呢，他在24号就会到香港，对，那之后的话，都有机会能够到。好，今天晚上的讲课就到这里。Hare Krishna， 星期
Hare Krishna。非常感恩咕噜的仁慈，感恩 Radhika Priya Mataji 甜美的翻译。在此呢，特别感恩各位奉献者的聆听和大家提出的非常甜美的问题。请各位奉献者在此和我一起唱诵三遍 Maha Mantra， 祈祷在全世界传教的咕噜身体健康，传教顺利。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 外观塔之音文达文航班今天的全天播音都到此结束，祝大家拥有一个美好吉祥的 Krishna 直觉的夜晚，祝大家晚安。 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna